Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really grants her a lot of clarity and understanding when the Holy Spirit is just moving within her so that she may obey your Holy Spirit and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, okay? Developing a relationship with Him now so you can hear Him clearly and obey Him. He's going to guide you through these trials you're going to encounter. He's the one you need to trust in, okay? Nothing else, nothing, not the work of your own hands, okay? Not money, guns, crops, all these sorts of things. It's Him, okay? You can have nothing. Good news. To all my really poor sisters that don't have any of those things, you can be just fine, okay, as long as you've got Him. He'll lead you to those things, and you'll find it like a spring of water out of nowhere. Talking about how you grow, when you're growing in the Holy Spirit, some changes that you can expect to encounter, okay? Things that He doesn't like, okay? Going through the parable of the sower, some tribulations you may encounter inwardly, so that you're just trying to provide some clarity so you can understand, according to the scriptures, what's going on inside of you as you grow in the Holy Spirit, and you start to see these reactions where He doesn't like things, okay? You find yourself irritated, bothered, troubled, okay? Or what the scriptures call vexed also, okay? And just understanding, okay, that that's Him, okay? It's important because sometimes you can think you're doing something wrong. But if it's the Holy Spirit and you're truly dead and buried in Him, okay, and you're just, you know, a vessel for Him, and it's His Holy Spirit that just doesn't like something, you're not doing anything wrong, and you need to understand that, okay? So just another example of this. This is 2 Peter chapter 2. Starting at verse 8, it says, "And turning the cities of," he's talking about the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Apostle Peter, "and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with the overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Okay? And this is just true, okay? When you're in a situation, okay, and you're surrounded by something that the Holy Spirit doesn't like, you will find yourself, like it says, they're just vexed, okay? You just don't like it. And you'll find yourself in a place, like it says with Jeremiah, just trying, you want to escape and get away from it, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, glorifying your Son and abounding in your Holy Spirit. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name, amen.